Good evening.
Good evening.
You are listening to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, Chinatown's only micro-broadcasting radio
solution.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Radio
solution.
Yeah, you beat me to it again. Radio solution. That was Steve Cato.
I am.
Can you say hi?
I am Steve Cato. I am that I am.
And I'm Nicholas Miller. And we are the tireless hosts of The Talking Show, one of K-Chung's longest-running programs.
No shit.
Only second, I think, to Too True, the show directly before us. Don't quote me on that, but, you know, we have our interns busily researching the subject as we speak. Well, Steve, how was your week?
Oh, you know, it was okay. I had a really busy week. I got to travel back to Toronto last weekend in between shows and touch base with a lot of weird stuff from my past. So that's been sort of cathartic and interesting and, you know, got me a little out of the everyday rut of life here in the Southland. Other than that, though, you know, it's been, I had time for a little bit of a vacation in there, actually. So that was also quite nice. How about you? What happened in your week?
Great. Yeah. My girlfriend and I went to Joshua Tree last weekend. Saw your cohort, Neil Doshi.
How's he doing?
He seemed good. He seemed very busy. He's preparing an exhibition at his mountain enclave. That should be pretty exciting. I think it had something to do with a contemporary art institution in Portland, Oregon. Do you know about Portland, Oregon, Steve?
Oh, I know a lot about Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Is he doing a thing with YU? What's he doing exactly? I haven't heard yet.
Yeah. A great place full of even better people and even better coffee.
Huh, that's true.
So I was wondering, you know, we usually recap a little bit of news. But I was wondering, Steve, if you read yesterday about the man in Surrey who had one of the most remarkable sneezes in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I did actually read about this. Yeah, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, Steve Easton. I saw the headline about this remarkable sneeze, and I immediately thought of our former guest, Cass.
Right.
I thought it perhaps was a Cass project. But it turns out that this 51-year-old man sneezed out an unidentified object. So for a moment, he sneezed out a UFO.
Right.
And he was much to surprise. He had no idea what it was, lodged way up in his nasal cavity. So he called his mother, and it turned out she'd remembered him sticking a toy dart up his nose as a child.
Yeah.
And so, as it turns out, Mr. Easton sneezed out a 40-year-old dart.
Yeah.
From his nose.
Yeah.
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 So I really thought that the cast guys were joking about making a world with a sneeze, but as this article shows, this is looking more and more like a reality. Speaking of reality, I can tell by the dress of our group tonight, not dissimilar from cast, that reality will not be the topic of tonight's talking.
No kidding.
In fact, I think there will be a kind of surreality.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll say it again, Steve. Yeah. Surreality. But I'm not going to spoil the surprise.
Like,
I mean,
surreality?
Max from Too True is already warming up the old windpipe with some of these guys.
Right.
I saw him a minute ago. Getting ready for the big show. But we have a large group with us tonight, and right. I will warn our more dedicated listeners that they are wielding musical instruments.
Bleh.
Although one of them has a Moog synthesizer.
Hmm.
Moog? Moog? Whatever it is.
Moog.
Has one of those synthesizers, which excites me, of all the instruments. You know, you can leave your drums and your guitars at home, but those things I think are pretty cool. Anyhow, I'd like to warmly welcome Cirrus Faryar, Paul Beaver, Emil Richards, Bud Shank, Hal Blaine, Carol Kay, Mike Melvoin, and producer Alex Hasselev, alongside composer Mort Garson.
The color red explodes like heated blood. The battle is on. Mars, the master matchmaker, sulfurizes the sky. Incendiary diamonds scorch the earth. First to face the flames. The cause is lost in smoke, for only the friction is holy. Sleep is burning, dreams are charcoal. And when the fire dies, Ares' time is dark. Quick, find another fire. Six men and six trees, waiting with purpose, can build in time a house, a city, and a world. Thank you. invulnerable voluptuary, heavy with wanting. A deep, quiet Venus lover. As slow to rise as yellow hills, yet enduring as mountains of coral. Five keen senses, five versatile fingers. Gemini, adding up the day, impatient to be done. Wind, a cool hand for the summer sun. Gemini, bringing chaos to its knees with thought as clear as crystal, cool as marble. Straight line vision, camera eye, total view. Say it like it is. Gemini, Mercury swift, final. The tide turns twice, then turns again. Cancer's moon children watch from houses with all their windows opened wide, wanting to be touched by everything. Endless naked moonlight swims in the green sensational sea. Throbbing with the wave beat. Laughing the lunar laugh. Sobbing in the dark when the moon shrinks. Pearl is white, onyx black. Both are smooth, and in Cancer's feeling hands, they come alive. One as the sun is one, claiming the whole sky as its own. Leo, Lord of Lights, bursts upon the scene with orange-yellow splendor. Pride walks, every room is a stage, every face a spotlight, every word and gesture etched in stone. Fingers and diamonds on his regal toes. Proud Leo, with life overflowing, will hear applause wherever he goes.
Thank you.
5 o'clock doesn't end the workday. Virgo's nimble watchmaker mind ticks on. Is the wavelength of blue. Corundum is the reason for sapphire. Virgo, earthbound builder of planes, landlocked draftsman of ships. Mercury's mini-eyed measurer explores an atom with room to spare, can survive within a fraction. Circle is perfect, but the world isn't round. Virgo can prove it. Six times the chimes of karma, free in turn the eternal harmony. Libra listens and quietly sings, gently peeling each yellow note. Beauty lives within an eye of jade. Venus contemplates a serene flower, the color of an hour of love. Libra, as close to love as the note to the chime, as the dream to the heart. Six medals for six heroes. They followed Scorpio's command through the frozen bloodstone sands of Mars. Passion is the true aphrodisiac. Need is a burning journey. Each moment lives through a crossfire, and the password is win. Afraid and not care that you are afraid is the courage of which Scorpio is made. Has the circus the color of hullabaloos, jumping Jupiter things, yellow and red turquoise bands, plus Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, bringing laughter to the clowns, tumbling with the acrobats, telling fortunes to the gypsies. Walking with the wire walkers, Sagittarius looks down and applauds the crowd for being brave. Eight notes scale an octave. Master the scale, and you master the score. Uncapricious Capricorn captures each note, holding it tight until it surrenders. The mystery of music can melt into black and white, then dissolve into gray. Capricorn, convinced, can make gray glisten like white. Saturn's musician plays as written, and in the end, people listen. 400 or 4,000 dreams may decay into indigo dust that covers Aquarius, and still the voice will say, love. Go, be, but forget no one. Weak, strong, all belong. Friendly opal light of Uranus, all men can blend, yet still be what they are. Seven days in the week, Pisces enters each one gently, careful not to bruise a single second. Neptune mist rises from the sea, a soft white carpet for Pisces to walk upon. Pisces playing the pipes of peace, painting people with promise, pouring the world out of a moonstone.
Wow. What do you think about that, Steve?
I don't know, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, music aside, they really brought the stars down to earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, what can you really say about a thing like that? I mean, like, yeah, sure. That's what you're into. You know, if you can believe that, if you can choke that down, you're welcome to it. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I'd like to first focus on the talking itself.
Okay. Sure.
Something I've neglected to mention in the beginning is that that our group tonight thinks of what they're doing as cosmic sounds, which they describe as a celestial counterpoint with words and music. So great. Great content for the talking show, considering that the words and music are on the same level, neither of them subservient to the other. But it turns out that the only person using words was our Persian friend Cyrus Faryar, who I also learned during the break opened the very first coffee house in Hawaii.
No way. Can you believe that? No, I didn't know that. I did not know that Cyrus had done that. Wow.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Cirrus's talking reminded me a lot of an earlier guest, Whisper Crystal, who is a
really?
YouTube personality known for her ASMR talking, which for those of you who don't know means autonomous sensory meridian response, and is a kind of calm, stylized talking that's meant to give a pleasurable tingling sensation in your head or on your scalp or in your back. And it's, it's not very well fleshed out as a field of scientific study, but it can come from all sorts of stimuli, and no particular stimuli is known to work best. But there's a lot of these people like Whisper Crystal on the internet talking in this way with a kind of echo and a new age music behind her, attempting to allow you to relax, allow an exterior to fade away and a kind of interiority of your experience to flow seamlessly into the room, kind of like birthing, like giving birth to a large jellyfish, but a really light jellyfish, one that can float in air, and then when it hits the ceiling, it just bounces back down, floats back onto you, and slowly grips your scalp, grabbing your scalp, and the tentacles are wrapping, or the arms rather, are wrapping around your head, and you can feel the suction cups of the tentacles slowly gripping your head, slowly massaging it. You can feel it creeping down your neck and a little bit on your Adam's apple, the front of your throat. And it's gripping your face, and it's squeezing a little harder. It's all of a sudden becoming a little uncomfortable. You're not exactly sure. Oh, ow. It's starting to really hurt. Really hurt. And it's squeezing, and you can feel your Adam's apple crush, kind of kink slightly, like when you open vacuum molded plastic packaging, the way you can kink it slightly and it makes an indention that won't pop back out. That's just happened to your Adam's apple. And now you can feel in your upper cheeks, around your cheekbones first, the blood vessels bursting. They're popping. It's a kind of beautiful rosacea forming on your face, all over your face, along your neck. You're really starting to sweat. It's just awful. It's so awful. It hurts so bad, and the pain shoots like a lightning bolt, the main section of the bolt going down your spine, splintering out every few centimeters, all the way until it reaches your loins, and your loins start shaking a bit.
Jesus Christ.
And they're tingling. And you start to kind of like the tingle.
What the fuck?
The loin tingle.
Are you talking about Nicholas?
It's slightly arousing, and this surprises you.
No.
You know what I mean, Steve?
Jesus Christ, Nicholas, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. This has far more in common with the box saga, a narrative delivered by another one of our previous guests, in that it is 100% absolute hokum. And secondly, and also on a formal level, shares an incantatory sort of ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da sort of cadence of its own. But I am stunned that you have been taken in by this Ooga Booga stuff. This is just mind-bending. You know, I mean, I think that there's little harm in gentle credulity. You know, like the quote from Niels Bohr, for example, right? That if you, he's got a horseshoe above his door. I think I've said this before in the talking show. Anyway, he's got a summer home in Denmark, as Danes are wont to do. I'm sure all the members of CAST are currently airing out their summer houses right now somewhere in rural Denmark, you know, getting them ready for the summer season. And he's at a summer home and he invites some other physicist with him, and both of them are, you know, diehard men of science. And the other physicist sees that there's a horseshoe nailed above the door, you know, which is superstitious. It's supposed to bring good luck, but I mean, it's also just a horseshoe. It can in no way bring good luck. And he asks Niels Bohr, you know, is this something you believe in? And Niels says, can't hurt. And so of course that's all long been my attitude. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. I moved out to the West Coast in part because I am a relaxed and chill type person. I'm not a hard-edged aggro person. And I was suffering, you know, in the East because of my gentle nature. However, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
What?
Well, if for a moment I do step outside of this and think about the words, I like the idea that I am as close to love as the note is to the chime, or the dream is to the heart. That gives me a tingling, warming sensation. Goosebumps.
Jesus even. H. Christ. This is the last time we are having music on the show. Weird, weird stuff has happened as a result of you being exposed to, I think, this much music. This is like, in terms of severity, the equivalent personality change that like the average 7-year-old undergoes the night of Halloween, except that in this case, you have turned into some sort of weird mush instead of, you know, bouncing off the walls in your Spider-Man Jim Jams. You know what I mean? Like, this is actually super crazy, Nicholas. I am at a loss for words. This is the most bizarre performance you have ever affected.
Yeah.
It is.
I couldn't agree more, Steve. I'm feeling
what?
Very warm.
Shut up.
Very warm tonight.
Jesus Christ.
It's a warm feeling. Anyhow, we really shouldn't keep our good listeners up anymore.
I'm going to get you a coffee.
Not with this warm feeling going around. So everyone, please, enjoy your evening. Enjoy the stars. Enjoy your warm bed. This is Good Night from The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio.